Psalm 30 and verse 4 tonight. I'll have you out here in 29 minutes. Amen. Verse 3 says, sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night or last for a night. Turn to somebody and say it's temporary. Weeping may last for a night, but joy. Come on, somebody. But a shout of joy comes in the morning. Now, as for me, I said in my prosperity, I will never be moved. O Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain to stand strong and hid your face. I was dismayed. I want to talk about tonight walking in the favor of God. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, walking in the favor of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on. Father, we thank you. Lord, as we are about to open your word tonight, you be the preacher. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Bless now the preaching of your word. Stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice. Cancel the schemes and the plans of the enemy, Lord. And Lord, let the word go forth with clarity today. Touch the hearts and the minds of your people now. And even those that are watching online, Father God, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're listening to you tonight. Holy Spirit, fill this place tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. Give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, y'all. Give God a hand clap of praise. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. My, my, my. Thank you. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Oftentimes, it's amazing, but in this life, in this Christian journey, we find ourselves in different transitions. Many of us, we desire the favor of God. Amen. The favor of God means that you don't need money when you're walking in the favor of God. You don't need to step on people to go forward. Because when you're walking in the favor of God, it means that God has literally poured his goodness and his mercy and his kindness towards you. Oftentimes, saints, a lot of people want the favor of God. They want the blessing of God, but we'll find out in this psalm tonight that the psalmist had done something that God had told him not to do. And there are times in this journey when you're feeling as if the favor of God is not towards you, or you may have messed up, you may have fallen short, but you find yourself in a place, amen, where you start looking and you start asking yourself a question: what did I do? How did I end up where I am? And is God still with me in this journey? I want to tell you somebody something here tonight. God's favor will follow you wherever you go if you make a decision tonight that you're going to stay faithful to what God has called you to do. The Bible is replete, and the Bible talks about the favor of God. And oftentimes what happens to us saints, we begin to walk in the favor of God, and we'll find out from the psalmist. The psalmist is David, and David writes this psalm at a time when God had told him, do not number the people. God had told David, David, don't get full of yourself, amen. Just because you have all this people around you, don't get the big head. And so God told David, do not number the people. David took it upon himself, amen, and did the opposite of what God had told him to do. David then begins to experience, amen, the opposite of favor. Amen. David got sick. Amen. Sickness hit his body as a punishment from God. God said, and not only that, but 70,000 people died as a result of him disobeying God. I want to talk to somebody here tonight. You got to remember that when God tells you to do something, amen, and if you don't obey God, it affects not just you, but it affects everybody around you. It affects your home. It affects your finances. It affects everything in your life. And David, now 70,000 people had died, and now David has in a place right now where he finds himself on his way back to the temple. And this particular psalm was written also at the time where he was heading back to the house of God. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, you got to remember that when you're walking in the favor of God, no matter how many times you leave the path, you'll always know that favor came from God. And that you know that you'll have to head back to his house. I don't care how many times you left church, got mad at the preacher, got mad at the deacon, got mad at somebody who stepped on your shoes or took your seat or parked in your parking space outside. But I want to tell somebody here this morning, no matter where you go, you got to remember it was God that favored you. I feel my help tonight. Amen. The psalmist says in verse 1, he says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. David says, God, thank you that, yeah, I know I did wrong, but you didn't let my enemies get the better of me. The writer says, O Lord, I've cried to you. See it right there, verse 2, for help, and you healed me. David experienced the punishment, amen, the sickness that came upon him, that God literally lifted him out of the grave. And somebody here this morning, I want to drop a point right there, that when you're walking in the favor of God, sickness won't be able to destroy you, but it will be there to discipline you. Come on, somebody. David said, God, thank you for healing my body. He says, thank you, Lord. I cried to you for help, and you healed me, O Lord. You have brought my soul from Sheol. In other words, David experienced the repercussions of disobedience. And I want to talk to you this morning, tonight, and I want to say to you that even though you're walking in the favor of God, it still means that you have to obey God. David is thanking God. He's reflecting. Anybody been there before? Amen. You've had a near-death experience. Amen. And you're wondering, you keep blaming the devil, but it may be your disobedience. Do I have anybody? And look what he says. He says, you have kept me alive that I would not go down to the pit. I wish I had somebody. Verse 4, he says, sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones. And so the second thing I want to tell you, you got to remember that when you're walking in the favor of God, you cannot forget who you are. He says, sing praises, you his what? Godly ones. And look what it says, and give thanks to his holy name. Amen. Never forget who you are. And oftentimes when we're walking in the favor of God, and I'll show you in a minute that David lost his mind. He lost his ever-loving mind. See, when God starts blessing you and I, We got to be careful that we don't lose our mind. But when we're walking in the favor of God, we got to remember that we have to obey God no matter how hard it may seem. David experienced a near-death experience. And as a result of that, he came back from it, and all he did was testify. He had what I call, you ready for this? First thing is, he had a period of discomfort. Write it down. And in your period of discomfort, you got to remember that God's favor is still with you. Because if God's favor was not with David, come on somebody, amen, David failed with pride and self-sufficiency. And oftentimes when you have the favor of God on your life, you can start feeling like you don't need God anymore. Like you can do this all by yourself. But I want to say to somebody here, you got to be careful, because when you're walking in the favor of God, you are sensitive to the things of God. You recognize that it was God that brought you this far by faith. Nobody but Jesus. And he says, sing praises to the Lord. He says, you his godly ones. Don't forget who you are. And then he says, and give thanks to his name. You know, when you're walking in the favor of God, you realize how holy his name is. Now when you're walking in the favor of God, you carry no other name but the name Jesus. You understand the holiness of the name. You understand, hallelujah, that you got to bless his name. God has been talking to me about worship. God has been telling me, and he took me to a passage today in my prayer time where right at the end, right before, when he told the disciples to meet him at the mountain where he had designated, he told them to meet him there. But when the Bible says, when some saw him, they bowed down and worshiped, but some doubted. And I want to tell you something. You got to be careful that you're not doubting. Because there's a name above every name. The Bible declares that in one day every knee shall bow. And every tongue in every nation, in every nationality, will proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. The psalmist says, God, I give thanks. When you're walking in the favor of God, you will also walk with a spirit of thankfulness. Write it down. With a spirit of what? Thankfulness. You won't be ungrateful for the things that God has done for you. But I want to tell somebody here that when you're walking in the favor of God, you understand how holy his name is. You understand that his name means just about everything. You understand that his name is Emmanuel, God with us. You understand that he is a comforter. You understand that he is the author and perfecter of your faith. I know you're with me. Watch what he said. He says, your name, I'll give thanks to your holy name. You understand that his name is Jehovah Jireh. You understand that his name is Jehovah Rapha. Do I have somebody? Jehovah Nisi, my banner. Hallelujah. Jehovah Teskenu, my righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, a God who was there. You know he was there. When you're walking in the favor of God, you will not neglect to hold his name up as a banner in your life. When you're walking in the favor of God, you recognize who blessed you, who picked you up, who turned turned you around, who placed your feet on a solid ground. When you're walking in the favor of God, you won't walk around with your head hung low all the time. You won't be sad all the time. You won't be depressed all the time. You won't cry all the time, because you understand that all of it is temporary. The writer says, hallelujah, he says, for your anger. You know, a lot of people think that God doesn't get angry. Or they feel as if when God gets angry, he destroys stuff. That's not the God we serve. God disciplines out of love. God's anger, hallelujah, if it was fully realized, we wouldn't have nothing on earth. If God had the same anger as man, hallelujah, some of us wouldn't even be here no more. Amen. Because God says, I'm tired of your stuff. Amen. And in my anger, I'm going to take you out. But that's not the God that we serve. Because, see, God had healed David and lifted him up from the grave. He was in the grave. Anybody been in the grave? See, when you're walking in the favor of God, you can realize who is your doctor. You can realize who can heal all of your infirmities. When you're walking in the favor of God, you're not going to cry nor complain about what's going on, because you understand that God's anger doesn't last always. The Bible says his anger is but for a moment. Come on, somebody. It's but from a moment. It's temporary. It's only for a brief moment. You see, when you're walking in the favor of God, God's anger does not destroy you. It develops you. Come on, somebody. David, in his sickness, he had been disciplined from God, because David's pride and his self-sufficiency, and perhaps also because he had two things going for him. He had become prideful, and he had disobeyed God. But he still had the favor of God. David understood. See, when you have the favor of God, listen, God hears your prayer. Come on, somebody, write that down somewhere. When you're walking in the favor of God, he hears your prayer. How else did he get healed? Do I have anybody? He had a period of discomfort. Are you with me? He says, for his anger is but for a moment. But look what he goes on to say next. But his favor. Woo. His what? His favor. I'm going to say it one more time. His what? Listen. There are periods of times. What he's talking about here are different periods of times in your life. He's talking about for a moment. Come on, somebody. I'm going to say it one more time. For a moment. And that moment may be a blink of an eye. That moment may be a year. That moment may be 2 years. That moment may be 10 years. David had lived in his sin prior to this for 2 years without repentance, and yet God still accepted his sacrifice. Come on, somebody. I want to tell you, David understood what it was like to be a dead man walking. He understood what it meant like to disobey God. He understood what it was like, amen. And rather than have the favor of God, watch this, rather than walk in the favor, he suspended the favor, but yet God's anger was but for a moment. And I want to say to somebody here tonight, you got to remember, it's only for a moment. Whatever you're going through right now, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. It's only for a moment. Come on, tell somebody. It's only for a moment. It's only for a moment. I'm going to make it through this. It's only for a moment. And listen, and trouble don't last always. It's only for a moment. It's only for a moment. It's only for a moment. God's anger is only for a moment. But his favor. Come on, somebody. Turn to your neighbor and say, but his favor. I want to say it one more time. His favor. I want to say this to you right now. David never stopped walking in the favor of God. Let me say this. Once you have it, you have it. Turn to your neighbor and say, once you have it, you have it. See, we don't serve a God that takes back his favor just because you ain't acting right. He says his anger is but for a moment. But his favor, it's for a lifetime. I have a lifetime favor. Come on, somebody. You have lifetime favor. You better walk in it. Walk in the favor of God. Live in the favor of God. Rejoice in the favor of God, because it is for a lifetime. Oh, thank God that I'm walking in the favor of God. Oh, thank God, hallelujah, that I'm living in the favor of God. Thank God that for the rest of my life, for amen, I will always be favored by God. Y'all ain't catching it. Amen. Thank God that no matter what the enemy tried to do to me, come on, somebody, I got the favor of God. You tried to block my blessing, but God says that's my favored child. You wondered how far you came, but it was God who brought you from a mighty long way. You don't know like I know, but favor is chasing me down. Do I have anybody here this tonight who understands what I'm really talking about? Being favored means that God is with you wherever you go. The devil may try to stop you. Satan may try to throw his demons at you. Forces may try to block you. But I want to tell Satan, my favor is for a lifetime. You hating on me because I got favor. You can have favor too. Come on, somebody. He says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Come on, somebody. I want to say something to somebody here tonight, that you got to give weeping one night and one night only. You got to give weeping a one night stand. Stop taking weeping wherever you go, because you're walking in the favor of God. And when you walk in the favor of God, you can tell weeping no more. You can tell weeping no more. Because in the morning, come on, somebody, we're going to shout for joy. We're going to praise for joy. Why? Because I'm walking in the favor of God. Give God a hand clap of praise. Weeping, one night stand. Give weeping one night and one night only. Dry your eyes. Stop complaining. Start rejoicing. The devil thought he had you. Satan thought he had you bound. But you got to give weeping one night and rejoice. Because in the morning, it's coming. The sun is going to shine in your life. Jesus, hallelujah to his holy name. I want to tell somebody here tonight that the Bible says that he who follows Christ will walk in the light. That you are the light of the world. That you are the salt of the earth. The devil, he wants to shut you up. But you got to give weeping just one night, because favor is in your life. Favor will follow you. Favor and prosperity is in your future. Hallelujah. 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 thank you, Jesus, that I wept a little while. I cried a little while. But joy, joy, joy came the next morning. The devil thought he had you. But you were walking in the favor of God. Between weeping and joy, between night and morning, things may seem dark right now. Come on, somebody. But wait. Wait till the morning. Wait till the morning. Turn to your neighbor and say, morning is coming. Morning is coming. I'm going to make it through midnight. Morning is coming. But when you're walking in the favor of God, hallelujah, weeping, but you got lifetime favor. You are a lifetime member of favor. Walk like it. Dress like it. Speak like it. Carry your life like it. Joy. Gonna come because you got favor. David said in verse 6, he said, now as for me, I said, see, this is where he lost his head. He said, now as for me, I said in my prosperity. See, when you have favor, here's what happens next. You make it through your midnights, you make it through your weeping, and then God prospers you. But you can't get self-sufficient. I'm talking to somebody. Stop thinking just because you get this thing that's it. Listen, okay, so you got a new car. You got a new house. Okay, I get it. Life is more than that. You see, he says, that he got the big head. He says, in my prosperity, I said, in my prosperity, I will never be moved. Oh, yeah? See, in his prosperity, he said, I shall not be moved. But listen, he should have put his trust in God and not in the prosperity. See, when we have a nice bank account, we are secure. That's not favor. Favor is having nothing and trusting him every month to pay the bills. That's favor. Favor when you call T-Mobile. I got one of my first fruit favor today. I told you, keep watching. Let me show you my first fruit favor. $393 for T-Mobile bill today. I called them. I said, listen, y'all owe me. Y'all said y'all going to do X, Y. He said, sir, I'll tell you what. We're going to cut that bill in half. $180. That's called first fruit favor. And I want to hear your first fruit favor. Come on, tell me your first fruit favor. Because you're walking in the favor of God. Say, hold on, man.
I want somebody to hear that.
And they thought we weren't going to get a raise because we're going through this transition. But I got a call from HR, and HR told me that I had not reached my limit yet. So now I got an increase pay. For next week.
That's first fruit favor. First fruit favor. Tell me about your first fruit favor.
Well, Dave and I had applied for this apartment, and we were supposed to put a $250 deposit down, a $100 admit fee, and a $50 application fee. When we went to go do the application, we only had to give them $199.
First fruit favor.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, when I was out 6 months, I was blessed enough to have some disability insurance. Well, when I went back to work, some ladies came over, some extra supplemental insurance, and I said, I thought I had signed up for that. And I checked, lo and behold, I had signed up for some extra disability insurance, so they gonna pay me for 6 months that I was out of work. Yeah.
First fruit favor. First fruit favor. First fruit favor.
Okay. Well, as you all know, I retired from AT&T a year ago, April 1. Well, I got a check. What was that, baby, about 2 weeks ago? In the mail, I was thinking it was just some residual from my mother's phone bill, and I opened it up, and it was first fruit favor. It was it's like a group raise for what I had done last year, and I've been gone almost a year. So I'm getting paid from something. I've been retired. I'm still getting money.
First fruit. First fruit what? Favor. When that man told me today, he said, Mr. Hunt, he said, and here's the other thing. He put this tablet thing on my account, and they've been charging me. He went back 7 months and credited my whole bill. See, when you're walking in your favor, in your prosperity, though, don't ever think you shall not be moved. Trust God, because verse 7 says, O Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain to stand strong. You know what that is? His life. By favor, you will have a stable life. Thank God for favor. Walk. 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 Walk in his favor. And you'll see. Listen. You know what the Lord revealed to me? Satan wanted to hinder you. You know, giving in church has been so messed up for so long that it is literally distorted and tainted the minds of people that, you know, they give, but they don't give with, like I said, some of their best. They don't give with the right attitude, right? So your attitude is important, right? So what Satan knows is this. When we act on faith, we activate God's favor. Come on, somebody, write that down somewhere. When we act on faith, we activate the favor. And what the devil wants to hold back from us, but he can't do it. Weeping may endure for a night, but your favor is coming. Joy is coming. Just watch. Pay attention. Pay attention. Favor is coming. Here's why I want to say this to you. Listen to me. I'm going to close. Key thing to favor. Ready for this? It's for the rest of your life. When you retire, oh, come on, somebody. When you're out on disability, when they say you ain't going to get no raise, when it looked like your credit kind of, you know, and they ain't going to work with you, you understand what I'm saying? When you're thinking in your mind it ain't going to work, man, you know, see, and this is what we got to stop. Here's what we got to stop doing. Stop making these worry deposits.